is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Is there any station in Conesty on frequency? Over.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, W4SOE. Name's Sean. Is there anything particular you're looking for? I can keep an eye out.
Book, and there is a message from someone looking for someone in Conesty. I understand most communications in Conesty are down. I can give you a name. I also have access to both Wi-Fi and a telephone that I can relay messages over.
As much of the details as you have, I'll write it down and at least keep it here in front of me so if we can find somebody in Conesty that can do a health and welfare or something, we'll let you know.
Message. One of my dearest friends, Debbie Parrish. I spell Papa Alpha Romeo Romeo India Sierra Hotel. Lives in Conesty. I've not been able to reach her since 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday. She is a member of the Mountain Gardeners and is close with Bill Bullivant and Les Ursula. Unknown last name. I guess Bill is, I spell Bravo Uniform Lima Lima India Victor Alpha November Tango. Also residents. Appreciate the entire region is in crisis. I am betting some members may have moved away. And this is from her daughter. Actually, she gives a call sign. Kilo Bravo Figure 3 Juliet Romeo Whisker Whiskey. Julie. Call sign again. Kilo Bravo 3 Juliet Romeo Whiskey. And I don't, she's in Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society, so she's apparently can be reached by radio.
Can he leave a phone number or an email address? I don't have internet. If you're able to look up her on QRZ and give me an email address, if one is available, that would help.
The computer. Let's see. There's a comment. Somebody is monitoring frequencies, figures 7232 and figures 3923. We're not hearing much, if anything, from Western Mountains. Do not know the entire cellular network in four states has been scrambled. I think 85 out of 87 towers are down in this area from somewhere I read. Power has been restored for Cherokee City and portions of Macon County. Brevard is reporting 13,000 customers without power. Bryson City, 600 without power. Waynesville, 8,000 without power. And I was just watching the news on Channel 13 and all kinds of flooding. I do have backup generators, so I have house power, so I can watch all this stuff. I'm on Hannaford Road, and yesterday we could not get out in either direction. I'm near the bridge from Green Road. See, Salvation Army, good place for health and welfare. I've not heard much from that area. Is somebody else? Here's good to hear from you. We're monitoring 7.232 and 3.932 for traffic. Another call sign, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Whiskey Hotel. His name is Stephen Malley, M-A-L-E-Y. Julie responds, we received a very short text message from a third party who saw Debbie. We believe the fire station is allowing access to their satellite phone. We are concerned about the resources she has available. I'll continue to check here to see if you have any additional information. Repeater? I'm not sure what the repeater's doing. Over.
Yeah, it's solid. I got there's some stations monitoring 7232 on 40 meters and 3923, which are the two frequencies. The 7232 seems to be the daytime frequency that both the North Carolina and the South Carolina EMD are monitoring. And I got one of the stations that you said is also monitoring is Kilo Quebec 4 Quebec Whiskey Hotel. His name is Stephen. The individual that's looking or concerned is Kilo Bravo 3 Juliet Romeo Whiskey. That is her daughter. And that's about it. I think I got most of everything that you said here. I will keep an ear out for anyone in Conesty or if anyone checks in. And how do you want to be notified? Will you be monitoring this repeater throughout the day?
Monitoring off and on because it's downstairs and I'll be upstairs. But I'll be checking. Do you have any Wi-Fi over?
Negative. I have no Wi-Fi, no wired internet. I don't even have data on my phone, hardly. Occasionally I'll get a blurb of data. I have text and phone calls at the moment, over.
Text, over.
Yes, sir, I can.
Cell number, because I can watch the text easier there. My name is Ed. I spell Echo Delta. The phone number is area 828-577-0531. Read that back, please, over.
All right, I got November 6, Quebec, November. Your name is Ed, and the contact number is 828-577-0531. Good copy, over.
Got a real nice signal from you. Give me your call sign again. I've got the suffix, but I need a prefix, over.
Not a problem. My call sign is Whiskey 4 Sierra Oscar Echo, and my name is Sean.
Have that. My call sign is November 4 Echo Delta Whiskey. Over.
I had too many call signs written in the same line. I have it written here, November 4 Echo Delta Whiskey. Your name's Ed, and Ed is in your call sign. So there we go. I'm going to shoot you a text here in a moment just so we have that open line, and we'll see what we can do.
Well, now we'll see what happens.
Now give me two mics.
This is KM4OIA. What was the 80-meter frequency you just mentioned? 3 dot what?
They are figures 7.232 and 3.932. The call sign there is Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Whiskey Hotel. Over.
We're at 7.232, 3.932, and the call sign was Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Whiskey Hotel. How copy?
The call sign name is Stephen Malley, M-A-L-E-Y. Over.
Roger that. This is KM4OIA. I got a friend of mine in North Greenville County that has his family squared away and would like to try to assist. Do you have any contact information for anyone in Western North Carolina or a call sign and or repeater that's constantly being monitored so I can help plug him into that? He is a ham.
Facebook and found this message in the Brevard group. I'm between Brevard and Rosman. I have not been into town, so I have no idea what's going on there. Just watching Channel 13, and it's pretty bad in Asheville, so I assume there are areas of Brevard, because it's right next to the river, have also been flooded. I'm on, are you familiar with the area around Green Road, over?
Comment, W4SOE.
We go ahead, over.
For SOE, Ed, the text has been sent, should be headed your way. I've got some more information for that other gentleman that was looking for ways to plug into Western North Carolina. I have some frequencies that seem to be unique to North Carolina on top of the ones you already have. Let me know when you're ready to copy.
For OIA, prepare to copy. for OIA and prepare to copy.
For North Carolina, I have written evening frequencies of 3.922, 3.927, and a daytime frequency of 7.275.
The decimal 9.275 for course 40 meters.
Yep, and a repeater that I don't have definite knowledge of, but has a very wide range into western North Carolina, is the Mount Mitchell machine, and that's at 145.190.
Roger, I'm pretty familiar with Mount Mitchell. I get pretty good coverage on it over here in Spartanburg.
All I've got as of now, I'm waiting for some briefings from the SEMD this morning, and if I find any more information, I'll pass it along. W4SOE.
SOE, thank you. This is KM4LA. I tried to get a hold of Robbie. Robbie's over Spartanburg CERTS, but I'm afraid I don't have his cell number on hand, and I'm not sure what repeater they're using. They're probably traveling up there right now. They have a pretty good search and rescue team.
I know that the SC HART system on the western side of the state is linked up. Might start there.
I'll relay all that information over to Andrew.
Tell him to pop on here. If he needs help, we'll try to do what we can.
I gave him that information earlier, but, yeah. All right. 73. I'll monitor this repeater off and on, and I've also been monitoring the Spartanburg Amateur Club repeater.
Careful out there. N4EDW, W4SOE. Did you get the text? Over.
That I'll just read off the titles. These are HF. There's a North Carolina Evening Net, a North Carolina Morning Net, Tar Heel Aries Net, and an 80-meter Simplex, and then a Get Up and Go for Sunday. Which would be this morning. They opened at 9, I see. I guess they might be on. And then I've got several repeater nets that might be interesting to you. Over.
Including those in the text. Over.
That would probably be the simplest way to get them to you because they're about a dozen. Some of them I don't think will be up. This morning, actually, I don't know if that's going to be up. The repeater might be if it's up on a hill. Don't know exactly where that is. Okay, Sean, I'll take a break here, and I'm going to hook up to HF and see what I'm getting there. I'm fortunate I've got a whole house generator, so that's really been doing a job since power went out. How about you guys? You got any power up there? Over.
For SOE, nothing as fancy as a whole home generator, but I do have a 5kW to keep my refrigerator batteries charged and my equipment online so far. I was fortunate enough to find a little gas last night, so that'll extend me for a couple more days. I think I got about 5 or 6 days worth of fuel if I conserve it. And I'm over here in the east side of Greenville.
I haven't tried to go into town, but I saw on TV there were lines for gas stations. I think most gas stations don't have backup power, which I don't understand. And the local party store, which I could get to, was not open yesterday. I don't know if it is today.
Roads are open, and at least around the Greenville area. I don't know about anywhere else. I brought my mother down from 14, and it was clear, but it did have a lot of trees down, so some people put in some work to get that road open between Greer and Landrum. So, all right, I'm going to sign off for just a minute. I need to grab a cup of coffee, but then I'll be back around. W4SOE.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey. For information for anybody listening, I-40 is closed in both directions. There was a landslide near Tennessee that wiped out a lane, and I understand there was also a landslide east of Asheville, east of Hendersonville, that also wiped out a lane. So it's closed, but I'm not sure exactly how much or, you know, I assume east, but whether west is open, I don't know. Talk to you later. Out.